Republican Party activists are gathering in Colorado Springs on Saturday for the state GOP convention. The party will elect delegates to attend the Republican National Convention this July in Cleveland. Texas Senator Ted Cruz is already confirmed to attend, and Donald Trump is also expected to make the trip. Ohio Governor John Kasich has announced that he's not coming. Benta Berkland spoke with state party chairman Steve House about the next steps in the process.
Colorado has 37 total national delegates, and 13 will be selected at this weekend's state convention. Describe what's going to take place on Saturday.
We do have 37 delegates, 34 that we elect. Six have already been elected. They were elected last Saturday. There will be another 15 elected on Thursday and Friday. And then on Saturday, we will elect the final 13 at-large delegates. On Saturday, we will go through a process where we have the opening, you go through procedural stuff, and then we'll entertain the 10 U.S. Senate candidates that are on the assembly slate. They will speak, be nominated, ask for votes, et cetera. Then we'll hear from the presidential candidates that are going to be there and or their surrogates. And then we will have the national delegate candidates speak. We will vote for 13 to be delegates and 13 to be alternates. And that ballot will be counted, and those folks will then go on to Cleveland.
Colorado will have some big names speaking to delegates. How pivotal a role do you think Colorado's 37 delegates will play in the national election?
We could be the final votes or delegates for any given campaign. When you're talking about having to get 1,237 delegates, and we are 37 of those, clearly we play a fairly pivotal role in the total process, especially given that this is a potentially contested convention where 10 delegates, 15 delegates, 20 delegates could make the difference.
Right now, Texas Senator Ted Cruz is the favorite. He's expected to come away with a win in Colorado in terms of the total number of delegates. Why do you think that is?
I'm not so sure that I would agree that he's the overall favorite. I think he's done fairly well in the first two congressional district assemblies, but who knows how it's going to play out from here. I mean, I think you have to factor in where the districts are, what are their demographic makeups, who appeals to who. I mean, I think those folks who have been out on the ground here creating momentum for Ted have been great, and we saw that on Saturday. But I can't tell you that I believe it'll continue like that through the weekend. But I certainly think him appearing live at the assembly will help him.
How many of Colorado's national delegates will be pledged to a specific candidate? And then if they're not pledged, we'll still basically have a pretty good sense about who they're voting for because they're saying, I'm going to support this person even if they don't want to be pledged. Is that accurate?
I think it's going to be greater than half, but I'm guessing it won't be every one of the delegates. The unpledged delegates will make a commitment to a candidate somewhere around the time of the first ballot when we get in Cleveland. I don't think any of them have to do it before then. But you're right. Some of them, after getting phone calls from one of the campaigns, may say, I'm going to be a Trump delegate even though I'm unpledged, and that means that I will sign something when I get to Cleveland saying that I'm voting for that candidate. It won't mean that they will be pledged prior to them, because if you're unpledged when you walk away on Saturday and you're a delegate to Cleveland from our delegation, there's no way for you to become a pledged delegate.
Do you think it will be a contested convention this summer?
And I think the odds are growing. I think it's better than a 50% chance now. This is a presidential election. Strange things happen.
So it might make it more interesting for Colorado delegates to the national convention if there is a second ballot.
We certainly would have a completely unpledged or unbound, if you will, delegation going into the second ballot. And people wanted to change their minds, that's when they would do it.
That was Republican State Party Chairman Steve House. I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.